In this bulletin, parents of Australian children stranded in India urge the government to help bring them home. A cable car crash in Italy results in 14 deaths. And in sport, Essendon produces a comfortable 72-point win over North Melbourne. With the latest SBS news, I'm Amy Hall. Parents of unaccompanied children stranded in India are urging the government to do more to bring them back home. More than 170 Australian children are believed to be stuck in India without their parents, as the country battles a deadly wave of COVID-19 infections. Harpinder Romana was forced to reach out to a stranger returning to Sydney on a commercial flight to bring her daughter back from India on her behalf. Ms. Romana says she had to trust a stranger because the government failed to help her.
Now that Ashlyn is here and they hear my story and everyone is looking for someone, you know, to get their children back, which is like, this is too bad for the government as well that they're not doing anything. Like Yadvinder, he was a really good person. But the thing is, if we have to go and, you know, accompany our children with some strangers, if something happens, who is responsible? Is the government taking the responsibility?
At least 14 people have died and a child has been seriously injured after a cable car linking Italy's Lake Maggiore with a nearby mountain plunged 20 metres to the ground. The cable car takes tourists and locals from the town of Stresa, almost 1.5 kilometres above sea level, to the top of the Motorone mountain in 20 minutes. It was travelling up the mountain when the cabin fell some 20 metres to the ground and rolled several times down the steep slopes before it was stopped by trees. Stresa Mayor Marcella Severino says it's a traumatic day for Italy.
The first responders were amazing. They worked hard to close the area and look for the bodies. The children were taken away by helicopter. I know one is in a serious condition and the other is a bit better. It's a bad moment for our community, but it's also a bad moment for all of Italy.
The Italian government has announced a commission to investigate the disaster, which is likely to renew questions about the quality and safety of the country's transport infrastructure. European leaders are demanding answers after a Ryanair flight was diverted to an airport in Belarus, apparently so authorities could detain a blogger who'd been travelling from Athens to Vilnius. The Irish airline confirmed the incident, saying crew on the plane had been alerted to a possible security threat by Belarusian authorities and directed to land at an airport near Minsk. Belarus reportedly used the opportunity to detain passenger Roman Protasevich, a blogger who's been critical of the government. United Nations officials have expressed concern at the scale of destruction in Gaza, following the ceasefire that ended the latest round of fighting between Israel and Hamas. The UN's humanitarian coordinator for the Palestinian territories, Lynn Hastings, says some 300 buildings in Gaza have been completely destroyed, with a number of hospitals also damaged. She says the UN agency is doing what it can to support those affected and is urging both sides to avoid further provocations.
For our support to be ultimately effective, we must exert every possible effort to ensure that this tragedy is not repeated. The ceasefire must be solidified with all avoiding provocation. Those violating international humanitarian law must be held accountable. And there must be a political horizon with the root causes of continued conflict being addressed.
To sport, and Essendon has moved up to 11th on the AFL ladder after thrashing North Melbourne by 72 points at Docklands. The Bombers set the tone early with an 11-goal first half, finishing the game with 22-9-141 to the Kangaroos 10-9-69. It gives Essendon consecutive victories for the first time under coach Ben Rutten and improves its season record to 4-6. And now for a look at today's weather. Showers easing in Perth and 17 degrees, high cloud in Adelaide and 25, partly cloudy in Melbourne and 19, cloudy in Hobart and 18, partly cloudy in Canberra and 17, a shower or two in Wollongong and 21, much the same in Sydney and 22, similar conditions in Newcastle, also 22, partly cloudy in Brisbane and 24, showers in Cairns and 27, and mostly sunny in Darwin, 32. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.